While the new trade agreement between the United States, Mexico, and Canada is positive for the dry bean industry, the focus also remains on trade relations with the European Union. There is an agreement in principle between the U.S. and the EU to work towards a trade deal or treaty for dry beans. However, U.S. Dry Bean Council Executive Director Rebecca Broder says there are still trade concerns.
However, that actually has done nothing to change the conversation on the steel and aluminum tariffs, nor has it moved the ball in terms of getting the EU to lift their 25% tariffs on all of our dry bean exports to the EU. So there's promise, I suppose you could say.
Broder adds there are questions about what has been included in the trade discussions with the EU.
We have heard from the U.S. side that it does include agriculture, but then we've heard from the EU side that beyond a commitment to purchase a large amount of soybeans, they're not discussing agriculture. But right now, for us, nothing has changed. We're still facing these high punitive tariffs into the EU. And while we started feeling the impact of that, you know, pretty immediately once those tariffs hit in June, I think with this new harvest now in the bins, we're going to feel that even more if we can't come to some kind of agreement.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Turnquist for the Red River Farm Network.